Hilchos Shmita Shir, Rambam Hilchos Shmita Shir, Tuesday of Vayishlach, Tuesday night of Vayishlach, or Liyud Kislev, Tavshinayan Dalet, and we're learning Rambam, and I'm looking it over today. Maybe it is a little boring now for the next week or two or three, because Rambam goes through all the agricultural avodas of a tree. I mean, that's the way we're learning it with the Rambam. If you wanted to learn, if the Seder would have been Hilchos Shvi'is, you know, like Ketiv Shvi'is, you know, or we would have learned Mishpatei Aretz, then it probably would be a little more interesting, because then everything is Nafkamina Lalocha. But this is the Lima that was chosen. I'm going to talk to Saul Glaser this week, and I'm going to ask him maybe to come in, I don't know when yet, maybe even next week instead of the regular shiur, and talk about the practicality, how this is carried out in a garden at least, not in a field with crops, with fruit trees in a big field, but maybe in a people's gardens, you know, what the... I mean, we can learn the Piskei Halachos to Lamai, so we can get a Ketiv Shvi'is and start learning that safer. I don't know, but maybe that'll be Monavshach. That'll really be a distillation of everything we're learning now in Shabbos Aretz, because that's what they did. They based the Halachos, it's all taken from the safer we are learning in. But, you know, when you go to the world of the... of reality, it's always a different world. Mamish is a different world in any matter, whether it's Shechita or Safros or Gittin, or maybe even Hilchos Tefillah and Kriyashma, maybe. Not so much there. We'll learn it again. We'll go through the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud. And part of the difficulty is, first of all, we're not really familiar with the malachas, so they don't really mean that much to us. It's hard for us to visualize what we're talking about. Shkoyach, you'll save me a little trouble. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. So it's hard to visualize. Also, it's really difficult, because when you bump up against the halacha that doesn't seem to fit the klolim, so then either someone says it's either a gzeira, Yad Chazon Ish, or Rav Kook himself, it's a gzeira, up to when it is a malacha, if it's l'uk me'ara, you know, or it's v'mokum hefsid. So it's always so many loopholes, like bein l'issa bein l'hetta. So it's hard to really get a grasp on it. I'm comparing it now in my mind to Hilchos Chalamoid, where the Gemara, famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, don't try to extrapolate too much. It's too hard. You can't really extrapolate Hilchos Chalamoid. Sometimes Chazal just winged it, and they just decided this is going to be mutter, this is going to be usur. It's very hard to extrapolate Hilchos Chalamoid. I'm getting that feeling here in Shvi'is too, which is not a bad marshal if you learn Moed Katan, because the first parak of Moed Katan has a lot of comparisons between Shvi'is and Chalamoid in terms of the malacha, what's done and what's not done, what's mutter to do, what's not mutter to do. So it's rather not even a bad tushtel. Okay, let's learn. That's what we came here for. So we'll go to, again, I'm going to go through the Rambam, which is on page 193, and I'll refer to the page number we're doing. Ein Moitin B'Shvi'is Afilu Ilan Srak. Maybe, so if you page 195, he says, V'nira Shemash Yosel in Shabbos Aretz, Rav Kook Zatzal, V'nira Shemash Yosel in Toh Ilan Srak, Hu Osur Afilu Meina. This is the first halacha in the Rambam, even not a fruit tree. It's also the plant, a tree. Who also afilo meinu miskavim legidol haetzim,
ki imlaso siog lekarmol leginosol lesodehu v'kayoytzu b'zeh. Even if your purpose is not the gidul, the agricultural gidul, but you want to use it as a fence, siog, as he says. And I don't think we need that.
I can't hear you. Okay.
Granted, by oral law, it does make a difference. By oral law, there is a halacha that it makes a difference, the purpose for which you're planting it. In the Tosefta Shabbos, the next paragraph, that's from the Machon, V'yesh mishamata, so that's of Kook, the Shabbos Oritz. The Tosefta Shabbos is V'yesh mishamata b'shas atchak, lintoa ilonos rak, l'tzorach refua, o l'shem ziku ho'avir, which I guess trees do, maybe. Okay, that's all. Weiter Beis. If you see the Beis on page 195, that's the next phrase of the Rambam. Lo yachtel chayabeles min ha'ilan. So, Shabbos Aretz Yesh Omrim, because there's a question, obviously. So Pashas Yabeles is the equivalent of a wart or something that's affecting the tree. That we did see, pretty much everyone's maskim to, that even if conceptually it's l'ukme ilana, but if it's an existing mum now that's adversely affecting the tree, that's not called l'ukme ilana. That's called ivriye. If you're healing an existing mum, that's ivriye. So this would not raise a question. Again, I remind everyone that there's always two dinim. One is l'ukme ilana is not even a chetz of a malacha, and theoretically might even be matir d'oraisa, although practically l'halacha it seems everyone is just uses it as a tziruf for another heter. But then if it's a malacha d'rabbanon, there's something called b'mokum hefsid, they were in geyser, and that's a different din apparently, and then you have to judge how much the hefsid is, etc. So even if it's okay, that's a different issue. Anyway, so Yabelis is pashtus, a wart or some sort of mum, but some say it's removing the sort of dead branches from the tree. And Rav Kook brings down that there was a girsa, v'yeshomim she'osu v'hosar anovim yaveshim in o'ilam, and there was a girsa in the Rambam, anovim rather than anofim. So Rav Kook makes the point, v'nerish yehudakuk shevakavim mizel l'rafuos o'ilam, that it's osur. Below la'achilam, if you're picking these grapes, it's la'achilah, so it's not b'chlal any kind of agricultural avodah. So then, again, he had the girsa of anovim. Ish omrim she'osu lachlok la'ozer shum dover shel yavshus min ha'ilon, shezehu inyan ha'soros ha'yabeles. So cutting away dead would be, I guess, the equivalent of taking away dead skin from a person. We move on to page 196. I'm not aware. No, an existing condition is not going to look me along. What might always play a role is the union of Mokum Hefsek. So, okay, we'll see. We move on, page 196. The next phrase in the Rambam, Lo Yufarik, again, we're doing the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. The next phrase in the Rambam, page 196, is on the Gimel. It says, Lo Yufarik Olin Uvadim Yaveshim, which, according to some interpretations, that was Yabelis also. The Yeshomrim Rav Kook says, She'osu Lachtoch Olin Min Ho'ilon Lehokel Alu Ilon. If any time your purpose is to give, you're giving strength to the tree in effect, because you're cutting away excess baggage, Gam K'she'ein Ha'olam Yaveshim, doesn't have to be Olam Yaveshim Dafka. Lo Yifarek, again, the Rambam's lotion is Lo Yifarek Olin Va'abadim Ha'yaveshim. So he's saying it doesn't have to be Yaveshim. Tosefa Shabbos, Yesh Meforishim Shakavoni Hila Soros Olin Ha'mafriyim La'avsholos Ha'peru. Some say maybe it's even blocking the sun and you're taking it away. Or that's the way they're Mafriya, the Ha'avsholos Ha'peru. The Yesh Mishim Meforish Dainu Azozos Olam Ha'osim Tzeil. That Allah Olam Asmuchim Ha'initik Yilonash Yisachu Zeh B'Zeh. Okay, it's an improvement of the tree. Again, the next line in Shavas Oretz V'yesh Omrim, that it means Osir Lohosir Eso Avonim, but it says Lo Yifarik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that this is taken from just is Lo Yifarik or Ein Mefarkim. So V'yesh Omrim Shosir Lohosir Eso Avonim Hanasunim Al Ikre Hilonos. Okay, we move on to page 197. The next phrase in the Rambam is Lo Yaavek Es Simroso Ba'avak. So Rav Kook learns V'chein Oso L'chazos Os Ikri Hirilonos Ba'ofor Im Heim Megulin. Again, this is what they do. If you look at footnote 32, the last two lines does bring down a kashish. There is something called Kishkushi, that's the Gemara in Moed Katan, the Stume Pili, and it seems to be described, so again, I don't know if this is something we'll have to ask Saul about, it seems to be the same thing as Kishkushi, where you cover up exposed roots, with offer, and the Gemara in Moed Katan is Mashmah, that's Mutter to do, that's for Luk Mihilana. Again, this is only one interpretation of Lo Ya'avik Es Simroso Ba'avak. Other shotim have an interpretation where it's direct, you're spraying something on the tree which is directly beneficial for the tree. Okay. I don't know, it's a funny order here. They put in the middle, on page 199, they put in the middle the end of the Rambam, the last phrase in the Rambam in this halacha, so I'm going to skip it now, we'll come back to it, and we'll go to page 200, which is really the next phrase in the Rambam. The Imniktam Hanof talks about smearing oil on cut branches. The Imniktam on page 200, Tess. Ostes, Sichas Shem and Megizum. That's the next phrase in the Rambam. The Imniktam Han Kodim Shvius, and you want to smear oil because it gets diseased or it gets ruined. Mutalosuch Shem and Vamokam Akhtima Kadesh Lo Yomus or Ilon. That would be a classic case of Ma'ukmi Ilona. Venirishua did Imniktam Bishvius Gufa. Rav Kook says Agade Eze Siba. Emesorek Losuch Shem and Vamokam Akhtima. I imagine this is something that could come up. You're preventing a potential problem. Again, there's no disease on the tree now, but you're preventing really a potential problem. Mutter, so that would be mutter. Elisha also licked on us enough to shvius today. She has be a fail on that. You can't. If it broke, and a wind came along and broke it, then you can smear on oil to prevent it from getting ruined or spoiled. Shazel min lechus hasimur ha'asura, that would definitely be asur. Then the Toshef Shabbos says, what do you expect? V'yesh v'shinir m'dvav sh'asur l'asuch shem v'pokam ha'gizum, because there will always be someone that says that. The Shabbos Ha'oretz, the next line, the bottom two lines of page 200, V'yesh omrim shemuta gam lahashkos as'ilun mayim l'zavlo b'zevel im yesh sorech b'dobr shemo yomus. This is very chashuv, and this is very practical, and this is really the first mishnah in my book, that mashkin beis hashalchim. So you could, I don't even know why it's V'yesh omrim, I'm not sure, unless that's their interpretation of some words in the Mishnah, but you can water in order that it not die. Even fertilize in Yesh Tzorech B'dover Shalom Yomus the Enu Osir Ki'im Lahavro So Yoser. Okay, we move along because this is, again, this is the nature of this limud at this point. Yud Aleph on page 201 is well, Yichroch is Hamatios, that's the Lashon HaRambam. That seems to be gathering together the branches and tying them up. It's a Hashbacha in the Ilan. It seems to me, again, I'm not, I'm not Shaykhus to these Nyonim, but you're not really affecting the tree immediately. It's not like you're feeding the tree vitamins. you're doing a pe'ula on the tree, which will result in a hashbacha of the tree. You're tying together the branches that they should grow a certain way. They should grow up straight. They shouldn't tilt. They shouldn't go off on an angle. So that's also it's avodah so'ilan, and that's obviously. Umasha also Rav Kook says Umasha also looking for some atios. Yesh olim shulakabe to anachem amispashdim and imshachem on the oretz. The lichur also on the day kricha shiyalu lamala b'mishor. Okay, that's what I just said. And we continue two lines later. Yesh olim shulichroch osam. The Dover Hamegin Aleihem. This, I imagine, could come up quite a bit. That, you know, because they put. You ever see plastic bags on trees? So I don't know. So some say this is really what that is, to tie something on them which is Megin Aleihem. Now it could be that even if that's what it means. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at the next line. Ulefir is that Sorek Levayer Shem Krichazu Hila Hatzula Sa'ilan Shelo Yomus O Shelo Yigra Me Erko Ulamido Al Ma'amodo. This is very chashuv a phrase. Not just it shouldn't die, but it shouldn't spoil the tree in a significant way. Remember, Rav Kook's always very, very. Rav Kook's always machmir in saving the peiros. Machmir. He doesn't consider that a heter. So we'll see. I mean, others say it is, and certainly the psak, the practical psak of the Machon is to be matir, even l'upmei peiri. Anyway, but here he's saying that when you say ein karchen, so im kricha hi lahatzul asil, on page 201, the last paragraph. If kriecha he lahatzul asinu shlo yomus or shlo yigra me erkel vamido al mamado as ena asura kiim ludeya harishonon as mamakla so veres shekol avoda. There is such a chumrah. Rav Kook brought it down before, we saw it last week. Shekol avoda shehi beguf ha'ilon asura he afilu lahamido al mamado. It's also very a chumrah that if you're working with the guf ha'ilon, it's usur no matter what. And the Gemara's about Ukma Ilana are all that you're working around the tree or near the tree or above the tree or below the tree, but never with the tree itself. Avalodei Ashniya Shabiarnu Shakoma Shula Amida Sa Ilan Al Mahamodo Mutra Filu Imahabuda Amasasi Bakufa Ilan Os Mutera Sakriha Baifan Zu Tainasura Kiyim Shahinasis Rakadeva Hashbiya Chesal Ilan Ula Havricho Yosef. Okay. To protect it, if it'll stop it from dying, that will be called Lukmi Ilana. Yeah. On page 202, the Machon adds the Eshomrim. This is very chashuv a point. Shekoma shuma agaves hateva harogil. This is like shekoma shuma. This is a chumrah. Shekoma shuma agaves hateva harogil. Shelo yifal es pulosol lehefsid. Velo mitnei inyan prati shehigia beilon zeh. Eino nichlal beheter shelo ukme ilana. Told you that was a chumrah. It's just like we said in an existing mum already. It's not going to be called Le'ukme, even if technically it's Le'ukme, but it's to remove an existing problem. So some say, a chumrah, that anything that normally happens to the tree as a matter of teva, as a matter of course, would also be usur. That's the chumrah. Well, if he's a kricha muteris rakim bo lahatzul asa ilan me nezek she'eno shchiach. Even if it's being mazik the ilan from dying, it would only be from a not something that usually happens to a tree. Okay. We move on to Os Yud Beis 202. That's the next phrase of the Rambam. Lo yiktom osam. Clipping the branches. Rav Kook says, Shasa lekatemes anitios, yeshomim shul lishaber es roshay ha'anothim k'sheish lo tzetzorech, yeshomim shul lichros k'tzas mi ha'anothim, some of the branches, Im tase pula zu kederach hazmira lo shinui. I don't know, he seems to be not going with the shita that zmira is only on the karen. Because he says, if you do it kederach hazmira b'li shinui, yesh leser afilu milatzorech hamadas eilun al matzavo, shlamatzinu hetu lukmi ilonu kiyam b'taylado sheheinam nasuras rach b'derabonon, abul etzim zmira sheyasura minatora, yesh lomar shafilu lukmi ilonu gamke osur. I don't know, nowadays they totally assume that it's always only also with the rabbanon except for a kerem. Avuk shetasa b'alfa mishuna b'derech hazmira. It says shod b'vadli eino asura me'atora. Also miluk miloni yishvata l'dei hashmir shpsadu l'yel. That we don't care that it's with the hasoverish miluk miloni uda v'lo malvoy denasa b'guva shaliva. Okay, we move on to page 203, which is the next phrase of the Rambam. Os yud gimel. Below Yefase Geso Ilanos. Masha also Lefase Geso Ilanos, the Shabbos Oret says, Ein Lismoch Be'etzim, to prop up with Eitzim, Ilan Shehu Ranon Yoser Mibai. I'm not sure what that is. You're afraid it's going to break, it's going to tilt over. What? Ranon is, to me, Ranon means fresh, it means soft. Okay, so to prop it up. So once again, look down. So v'lasovrim Shabbos Aretz, the last paragraph on the page. V'lasovrim shemuta look me ilana. I warned you, it's going to be boring. V'lasovrim shemuta look me ilana b'chol mini avodos, meaning even in the goof of the tree. So once again, lo nemer iser zek yimchu yochalama b'los micha gamken al ma'amado. Elishalo Yosef lehisgadel and Mamela itzlavruya ilana avlim olul huliyos poches al yedei menias hasmicha then muter lismuch also kedei leukme, even though you're working with the tree. Okay, on page 204 is the next phrase in the Rambam. This is not the Rambam anymore. Hold on one second, please. From here, he's really finished with Halacha Hay of the Rambam. So I want to go back to page 199, which we skipped, which was indeed the last phrase of the Rambam in Halacha Hay. So I want to do that now. Just those five words. V'chein shor kol avodos ilan. That's on the top of page 199. I don't know why he did it that way, or they did it that way, I don't know. But this is the last... In terms of the Rambam, Halacha Hay, this is the last phrase of the Rambam. V'chein shor kol avodos ilan. V'yesh mishor mish kol avodos shivak lamon ilan lo ilah hashbicho shimuteres b'shvias k'moy shi yisbor. Okay, we have this ready, but safer. So ainu muteres kim chain also avodu beguf ilan ki yamakarka avul shutzorich lasos so avodu beguf ilan also afidu lahamid also on the choros lo yiskalkel. V'yeshomim shen chilek b'zeh. This is all Rav Kook talking. B'chol shu rak, he's not being machria yet. B'chol shu rak lahamid es ilan al omdo mutter afilum avodi b'guf ilan atol v'adavka b'kar kol b'sharosho. U'lefikach solvim heim shemuta losuch es ilan. You can even smear the ilan b'zu amo. K'dei lishmer also shalo yolchal also ha'ov k'shehu rak. Of k'dei shi yisrach kwat to lo amimenu. So the big kasha is the ein ma'ashin in the Rambam. You'll have to come up with a different pshat for not being allowed to make the smoke. That the tola'as, that's even more difficult, I realize. That's not, certainly not the gufa ilan. So there you either have some pshatim saying it's lashbiyah, and you have the chazanish that says that chazal just seems almost arbitrary. Things that just look like a malacha, chazal decided many times to answer it anyway. And that's what the Chazanish says whenever, when he bumps up against such a problem. Shekosh zehu la'amid es ha'ilon. Ulefiza muta le'gafer es ha'gefonim be'gofres. Anybody? Pitch? What? Sulfur? Sulfur k'shuzeh l'omis ha'yitzurim ha'katanim ha'mazikim es ha'gefer. But again, I would say they're not there yet. Once they're there, it's a problem. Chekol Rafua Sheosim Neged Maklas Hagafanim Bahamas when they appear. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's accepted, I believe, that if they're there already, it's a problem. Chekol Rafua Sheosim Neged Maklas Hagafanim Anikris. Anybody want to venture a guess on the next word? Til Kasira? Anybody? Mutalasos the Fidea Zua Filibugufa Shalilon. Chemutal Mareach Zevel, the Fizek Shesh Mako Beilan Hanosha Katas Kliposo, Kilahamidus Elon Shaloyomus. Okay, we get the idea already. Saul will maybe tell us, like, I'm sure there's different kinds of sprays that mamas do different things, and you know, very much papoyled is it translates into mamash papoyled. Okay, going now to page 204, before we go on to halacha vav, I want to finish up just different things that that Rav Kook talks about. Page 204, os yudalid is nichush. Nichush with a chaf. Nichush with a ches is over already. 9999. That's over. Now we're up to nichush with a chaf. No, it's not los nachshu. Actually, you're even los onenu, not los nachshu. Wrong lot. Okay. We also okay. No editorials. We also not, but like they say in the New York State Lottery. Hey, you never know. But if it's a lav, you can't say, hey, you never know. So you have to say it's not a lav. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. But also, the Makesh. Okay, you have to learn Sugya. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah increases that Rosh Hashanah. That even though Nichush is also. But Simona is. You could do Simona. I don't know. It looked to me like Losa Oneinu. So I had to stop myself from giving stock. But like I say, hey, you never know. A very powerful advertising line, especially the hey. Hey, you never know. But also the nachesh, actually, it really is a nachesh, I believe. That's like to weed. Bank shokel gamri sasom marom bank shechote chosum alamalu masher seikrim. V'yesh mi she'omer she'nikush osur afilu hubolu ukme. Why would that be? I'm not sure. They have cheshbonus here in the footnote 79, but either, I don't know, it talks about hefsed mu'at, but we saw the ukme is not really, the point isn't really hefsed, or a big hefsed, small hefsed, it's a different halacha, that it's not called a hefsed of an agricultural halacha if it's ukme. V'yesh mi she'omrim she'mutu l'nakesh asod b'shulam no'an nesek gadol. Again, when it comes down to the halacha practical, we'll have to see. We'll have to talk to people that are in the field. I'm sorry, but you're saying it usually is lashbiach. You're saying nikush would be a problem. Yeah. Look me what? Look me. But you're improving the land. Ost hezvav is, I don't know, also some form of these. Chenen osim botim lasos salolim al hanatios. They would build some sort of mini structure to create shade. Lahogin aleim b'chamom ne'achamo. So why would that be osur? B'gamba zanira, or Rav Kook himself says, page 205. B'gamba zanira she'ena isukim b'oifin she'ena zehechrech l'upmi yuwana kim la'vruya yilohosu shevach v'ideya hashniya. In other words, you are doing something to the goof of the tree. So that's why he keeps talking about deya shniya, that l'upmi yuwana's mutter, even if you are dealing with the goof of the tree. V'yesh makom lomar shasiyas botim and hiluk meilono muteres v'chol hadeyos shenze maisa avoda v'gufa shel ilon. Isser Raku Lavri, Lana Loisa Begiddle, Be Eitzel, Be Feroso. I don't understand what he's saying, because if he's talking about even the day of, then it's us. Maybe, oh, because it's not called to the tree. I don't know. Not called to the tree, but then the Lashon is still on him. Oh, it's not called to the tree. Because I can see a Shaila if building these bottom is called an Avodah Begufa Ilam. Okay. We continue. Os Tezayim. Kivun Ukmi Peri. V'chein Ein Mechavnim. I guess that's a verb, obviously. Shulokot Zasakotzim Hayotzim Eno Ilam Hamazikim Ezaperos. V'zeh Osa L'chol Adeyos, Rav Kook says. Shafil, this is to cut away kotzim, which are mazik the peiros by their growth, or because they puncture them. I don't know. Shafil, the onum shemut alazus avodos shiluk miilan afilu begufa ilan. Oh, here you have Rav Kook saying his chumra, which many don't agree with, and the Mechon does not go with this chumra. But this is where he's saying it very clearly, that Lu'upme is Dafka Lu'up Lahamid is a Ilon, Shihi Roi La Avodosa La Acher Hashmita. That's called Lu'upme. Aval Avoda Shilotsora Chaperos Lola Masura, because it's talking about Peros Shmias. As Rav Kook's Chumra is not the Peros of Shminis, which might be called Lu'upme Ilona, and keep the Ilon in its health. Even to produce peiros, because usually, if you're not talking about the elon dying, the cook keeps saying that it's not after the elon dying, but it's also maintaining its health. So that manifests itself in the peiros of the eighth year, and that's okay. His chumra is that if it doesn't make sense, his client's for it's not mustav that something would be mutal upmi peire. And there's a chumra, they do not go with this. They go with others. Chazanishas Mekil, and others are Mekil. But Rav Kook is saying, L'upli the Paris of Shvius, to say it's mutter is not logical, because they're Hefka Paris. No one's Paris. If Kia Torah, Shef Kiris, a Paris Shvius Lakol, the Silka Yarabaila Mehem, Bafilu Kishem Ne'evodim Osir Vasis Avoda Bishvilam. Chora, you could take issue with that, because you could say that other Abba, but this is where he's coming from, and what? To do a malacha on Shvius to save Perishishis, he wouldn't save Chora. The Chora's point is because they're Hefker anyway. On page 206. The Eishomrim, this is from the Machon. The Eishomrim, Shemalachos, Adrushos, Lashmiros, Haperos, Mutaros. And I have a list of the Mar Makaimus here on the bottom if you're interested. The Eishmatirim, Gamlitzorech, Peros, Shadayan, Lobo'u, La'olam. That's the Chazanish. Tape Halacha, if you look in note 86, we gotta get hold of this. Tape Halacha, Lisyashvos, Achaklos, Lechet, Halacha, Shmita, Lachaklon. Okay. That's the most common. This is, okay. We're going to learn soon about doing something on the Peros Shvius. That's going to be in the next halach of the Rambam. Puncture the Peros and make it. Again, the last paragraph on page 206 really repeats this chumra. It's talking about propping up the tree in a different way. If the whole thing is for the peiros, it's also.
The other one about putting something next to the tree.
They're also, he said, it's not on my vote of a goof that we
want. Right. Sounds like it's the same thing.
You mean, somehow is it different? I don't know. Here it's called bottom, here it's bekonim, but the kronim are not studded. That I couldn't tell you. Okay. Let's go on to Halacha Vav, which is on page 214. Again, it's more of the same. Halacha Vav Zayin Ches Tes is going to be more of the same. Maybe I will skip over it next week. I don't know. We'll see. Right now, we'll learn it. The Rambam says, "Ein Metzisin is a Ur B'Isha Sakonim." This is something that they would do. They would burn up either roots. If you look on page 215, Yeshomim Shemetzisin or Ur Mokom Shashrotzim Hamazikim Es Asodos Anikrom Ishus Ishos. That's the Moed Cotton. You have these animals. Then Son Shom Pdelech Haloson. So you really are killing off animals. Killing off animals, but it was a normal avodas karka, or maybe because the animals were there already. So that's the halacha. That's the Rambam. Ematisin is or beishas akonim, beishas akonim. The animals are called ishas. What? Maybe. They're blind. The Gemara says they're blind. Veneshi Avodas Karka. This is an agricultural malacha. Rav Kook says on page 215, Yesh Omim Sharsha Lahatis Es Ur Bishu Sakinim Gam Kshenim Neskabim Bishkol Avodas Karka. Shetisiyata Al Yedei Zeh Orj Vatiyah Mechenes Yosel Nesriya. Ela Shuh Meskabim Kdei Shih Eskadlu Hakonim Hanashorim Berevach Yoser. Vahavi Avodas Ilan. Sorry, that's Pasha. Yeah. The Rambam then says very they melamdin as a Torah lachrosh ela b'chol. This is l'chara mamish marasayin. You're teaching a Torah to l'chara like out of left field. Well, now I guess the Rambam is going to say it's like a funny why the Rambam put the first sentence in this halacha. This halacha has a bunch of things. Which are Marasayan. So why didn't he put this in Halacha Hey, the very first Halacha? I don't know. Okay, in Mlandin is Hapar Lachrosh, you're teaching it to plow, you're practicing. Practice Harisha. Ella Bechol, that's a Chol Hagas, where nothing could grow. This is a question of Marasayan. In Botkin is Hazroim, to see if they're, Ella, you bought them, you want to see if they're good Zroim. Otzitz mole afar. Avol Botkin also be otzitz mole glolim, where it can't grow.
And what's the point?
What?
And what's the point?
Again, I guess you could tell if they're. I don't know. I guess you could tell, but it's still there's no marasayan that you're growing them there. Maybe you could see something. I guess, but they don't grow there. They're not going to grow into anything. Now the question is, this really brings us to the Indian of Otzitz. Because the Rambam says Otzitz, and he doesn't say if he's talking about an Otzitz Nokuv or an Otzitz Sheino Nokuv. And if he's talking about an Otzitz Sheino Nokuv, so that's a huge Indian in the Shemitah. If the Rambam is talking about an Otzitz Sheino Nokuv, then the Rambam would be implying that it's Osir with the Rabbanon to plant in an Otzitz Sheino Nokuv on Shvius, because he's saying it's Marasayim, and he can only do it in this. So it's not so clear. So if you look on page 215, Yesh Misha Omer Shehetel Ezroya Beglolim Nemar Gam Beotzitz Nokuv. Okay. Yesh Misha Matir Livdok Ezazron Beglolim. Okay. Yesh Omrim, page 216, Shabbos Aretz. Shazrom Shebotkon Bootzitz Moleglolim Beshvius Ovitzomchu, and they did grow. Ain't Isilakaimon, Moshezilakaim Tzmochim Arakim Shemarazayim. So Yachdu Osom Shazoru Beshvius Beisir. And the Mutta the Shire Osom Moetzoy Shvius. I guess because I don't know. I guess there's no Marasayan because it's so unusual. No one would plant in Glolim So if they happen to grow from the moisture or from whatever, you can actually keep it. You don't have to destroy it. Oh, here's a in Dalit. Ein bokenes hazram ba'otzitz malay offer. It's the same halacha, but now Rav Kook's going to talk about otzitz b'shvias. Yesh amum shazriya ba'otzitz nokov asur min haTorah. Okay. Yesh amum stopkin lomish asur min derabbanon. Maybe it's not mamish a field. Maybe that's the point. On page 217, otzitz she'enon nokov. She'en bo, everybody starts calling up with shilas about the plants in their house. Right? Otzit she'enon nokov, she'en bo isus riyam in haTorah, yesha kosher sasul is roya boi midrabanon. It's actually not 100% clear. Trumas of Isis throughout Shas is clear that it's chiyam midrabanon and otzit she'enon nokov. Shvius isn't quite that clear. Yesha kosher sasul is roya boi midrabanon. The Maram Kainus are in the footnotes. The day of Zuy Yeshom Shetiknabo Kedusha Shvius as well, not just in its usher to plant. We're going to see as we progress, as Hashem, that there's always Shvius is split up into many different aspects of Shvius. Sometimes it can be usher to do something, but it doesn't mean that the pears that grow have Kedusha Shvius. So here he's saying the day of Zuy Yeshom Shetiknabo Kedusha Shvius as well. Which would mean, of course, you have to be careful when you eat it. Lo the hefsed, lo the schora, etc. Even in an otzit she'enon nokov, the yeshomim shemikol mokom ein bo iser svichin, which would always be a problem. The yeshbi shemash midvorav she'en kol iser lusro otzit she'enon nokov, that it's b'chlal mutter. If you look in footnote 23. That's he brings down from Sfarim that some say it's mutter. Now, the next two lines is really the whole matzah menutak matzav. Otzit she'enon nokov hanimtu b'toch habayis. Yesh omim shemutter lezroa bo. It's mutter mamish. So if you look at the footnote, Chazanish, they bring down as holding like that. I think they are a little stuck here in footnote 24. If you look carefully, they have Chazanish, Mekel, and Akuntius, Eidu Shvius, Chem B'michtav, HaNitvas, B'moria, B'alich HaSadeh, B'michtav Zeh, Lo Mitvasu, B'chumas HaKsuv, M'chuk HaSron, maybe deliberately left it out. Anyway, he brings down the mekilim here that you can do with the chatchila. The yesha mekilim up to the top, rak doichak with the evid. It's a chazanish in another place, says, because he says there's no clear. Chazanish is lost, and I think maybe if they were nagul iser, you shouldn't change that and make it mutter. You bring that from Rav Wolzner, and all the Maram HaKayim is that it's only also the Chak and the Eved. Certainly the Mahalach of Chon of Otz Haaretz is to be Matir Chathila. I mean, we could say the Chathila, their position really is that the way agriculture is structured, it really always is Shasat Chak to the Eved, really. That's their whole approach to Shemitah. This is one of the areas where the two biggies is the Matzah Menutak and the southern border. That's the two biggies that prevented officially. They said they couldn't like go along with it. But we did the research last Shemitah. So many shittos that it's mutter l'chatchila mamish, and we checked with Rav Reichenberg from Rav Frantis Machon, and he said, you know, that's very he feels it would be, I mean, he's not maybe an official place, but we just wanted to see what he had to say. He said, like, to be matir otzitz she'enon nokov in a bias has a clear maslulim halacha, and that's fine. And then they go with that, and that really takes care of a lot of the vegetables. A lot of the vegetables that they grow, it's in a chayas with a roof. And the Chazon Ish really has another chumrah. And again, it's not clear to me. I have to ask them about this. Enough clarity in it that the bias of which we're speaking of is a bias that is beard for the growth. But if you would construct a bias that's good for the growth, Chazon Ish claims that wouldn't be nichlal in the kula of bias. No, on his own asvara. Okay, I don't know what the mitzvah of a greenhouse it's in. What is it in? Their matzamaratok is in a glass greenhouse. Hold on. So the roof is good for it, bad for it, neutral for it. Yeah, but what Chazon Ish says, the point of the kula is to, it's mekalkel a little. You know, you have such things like in Shas, you have the marshal. Rashi says it's mutter to cook on Shabbos in the chama. He says because it's not the normal way of cooking. You talk about a microwave. Halacha many times is it's a legal system. So sometimes it's hey, because it's not the normal way of doing things and it's not so good for it. So then someone always says, well, if it is good for it, then you can be, you have to be machmir. But usually that's not the way the Torah works. Usually the Torah works with, if something's kederech, it's kederech, and that's what's osur. And lo kederech is not osur, at least mediraisa. And then you don't start looking if the lo kederech is also like, just as good as the kederech. It's not, that's not the normal maslul of halacha, of Torah. Seems to me, I don't know. Okay, so that's a biggie. Okay, we'll stop here. Now I'm going to try to get Saul to be Mazabeo this year.
This is next week?
I don't know, I'm going to talk to him. Maybe I'll get him to talk to everybody and during the shiur time. Maybe I'll get him to come give a shiur one night. For everybody, for the whole community maybe. It's a little too early for that. For the community shiur, it's a little too early. People are still holding by Sufganiyot now, you know, they're not holding by Shemitah. I don't know, should I skip this? I need an Eitzah. Should I skip this? It's like a little boring, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'll pick out the very interesting pieces. The Rambam lists now for a few halachas. He just lists different halachas. So I'm trying to pick out from the sefer, like interesting. Okay, we'll see. It's my job. I'll